Well, Valley Locker Room Chat on the air here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined by the Panthers girls basketball coach, David Boucher, for a few minutes. Brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Just like most coaches, trying to get that first game in for 2025. Of course, Tuesday's game at Hiawatha postponed to later on in February. So up next for the Panthers, they'll be at home on Friday taking on Pleasant Ridge. Talk about that one in a moment, Coach. But I guess let's just go back to that final game before the holiday break. A win on the road at Sabetha back on December 20th. And, you know, I had a chance to watch that game. And at least from my perspective, you guys jumped out to a big lead. Sabetha made it a game, you know, in the second half, tried to come back, but the deficit just a little bit too big to overcome. Is it kind of a scenario where you like the first half and maybe not so much the second half?
Yeah, I mean, we really came out and executed our defense and our game plan really well. And, you know, like we've talked about before, every game we face nameless, faceless opponents, and we're just trying to get a little bit better every day. And I really think we showed that over the first quarter of the season through the month of December and concluding with that game with Sabetha. But I would say, like, if you look at our fourth quarter, we turned the ball over a little bit, but we had a bunch of point blank shots that just didn't go in. You know, we had offense rebound opportunities. We had double digits assists again. And again, if you take away a little bit of the yips in the middle of the fourth quarter, I really think that was our best game. And even with the yips in the fourth quarter, I thought that was our best game. It was a good one to end 2024 with.
Yeah, now you get an opportunity to get going here on Friday, which, again, we'll talk about in a moment. But how did you utilize maybe that little bit of extra practice time over the holiday break? What were kind of the focuses for you and your staff on what you wanted to work on with your team?
I think a lot of coaches try to do too much over break and try to install and different things. So we took it back to the fundamentals and got a lot of shots up and passes and on time and on target passes and worked on our ball handling, try to keep developing that. With all the girls, not just our varsity point guard, but all the girls need to be able to handle it and make decisions with it. And, you know, we played a lot of 3-on-3, played a lot of 1-on-1 developmental stuff and put some handicaps on some of the games. And you had to score this way, you had to pass this many times, that type of stuff. And I really thought we had a lot of fun and the girls got better. And we worked on a little bit of team stuff on our defensive end. You can never do too much shell drill, in our opinion, and there's so much you can do with shell drill. If you had to choose, you know, one drill to do your entire season, I think shell drill would have to be it for us. I think individually, we really focused on individual skills and with just a little bit of team stuff sprinkled in throughout the week.
Finally, Coach, a game against Pleasant Ridge coming up your way on Friday night at home. Again, the game Tuesday with Hiawatha pushed to February with the weather. But I'm sure your girls are antsy to get back on the floor. Just what's kind of the early scouting report on this team from the Northeast Kansas League?
It's been a long time since Royal Valley played Pleasant Ridge. They used to come over to the Panther Classic, you know, many years ago because they're in our record book still with a couple things. So we're looking forward to this and you know, they graduated a lot of seniors, you know, from last year's team. And so, they're a youth team. They've got some tall freshmen that are coming in and giving them some good minutes. They got some upperclassmen that are stepping up to new roles, from last year. And we're just looking forward to getting out and competing and starting our 2025 off right with high effort Panther basketball and getting after the boards and limiting our turnovers and playing connected as a team.
There it is, David Boucher, Royal Valley Girls Basketball Coach. We appreciate it, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, stay warm, Brandon.